From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The holiday season means a lot of baggage moving through Miami International Airport, and some of that cargo contains creepy crawlies, living and dead, legal and illegal. WLRN's Kate Stein caught up with a team that targets illegal animal trafficking.
The 12 days of Christmas. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves. But for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Doral, it's more like 400 scorpions, 3 two-toed sloths, and 1 black lab named Viper to help keep track of them all. Viper and his handler, Wildlife Inspector Amir Lawal, are in a Doral warehouse surrounded by beeping forklifts. Lawal explains they're trying to sniff out stuff that's been smuggled in. Sea turtles, snakes, rhinoceros horns. The warehouse belongs to an airline. The way this works is the animals and animal products have come in from abroad, and airlines bring them to warehouses like this before flying them elsewhere. Papers checked, shipments inspected by Viper or other Fish and Wildlife Service employees, and then all the cargo has to go back to the airport. That means a quick turnaround, although live animals are supposed to have extra food and water in case of delays. Viper is the only dog who does this from here to Chicago. In the entire Fish and Wildlife Service, there are only 7 inspection dogs like him, from Puerto Rico to Alaska. So not only does Viper work in Miami's airport and seaports, he travels, sometimes to Atlanta or farther.
They felt that Miami was a port that, you know, warranted a canine, because basically we're the hub for Central, South America, and the Caribbean.
Today, Lawal and Viper are also ambassadors for a group of gamekeepers, animal trafficking lawyers, and filmmakers visiting from Africa. It's a State Department-sponsored trip. First, Fish and Wildlife Service officers show off one of the high-tech tools they use for inspections, a portable endoscope for inspecting boxes without opening them.
If there's a loose animal.
This is like doing a colonoscopy.
That's what I think. I always say, where's the colonoscopy machine?
Then Lawal starts putting Viper through his paces. Lawal hides objects in boxes, hides the boxes in other boxes, and on shelves. It only takes Viper a few seconds to sniff out suspicious packages. And then he sits to let Lawal know he's found something fishy. Sometimes literally.
So he's trained in seahorse. So seahorse is going to smell fishy. When he goes by something that's also fishy, he's going to show me exactly. He's going to say, there's something fishy here. It's not exactly seahorse. So you might need to check that out.
Viper does something similar when searching for illegal ivory. He detects the smell of dentine, the calcified tissue that makes up ivory, and tusks and teeth.
Something like that. He's going to let me know, hey, this is the smell of dentine. It might be walrus. It might be another animal's teeth. But this smells similar to teeth. You might want to check that out.
Without Viper, Lawal wouldn't know to look. One of the people watching all this on the State Department trip was a filmmaker from Ethiopia named Aziz Ahmed. He was taking dozens of photos of Viper from every angle, even face to face.
The dog is amazing. They work so fast. They are so communicative. I wish I had a dog like that.
Viper's about 5 years old. He's a rescue dog, though, so Fish and Wildlife can't say his age for sure. What's certain is that when Viper's detecting days are over, he's slated to stay with Lawal permanently. But with all the wildlife coming through MIA, from calling birds to creeping lizards, hopefully retirement's a ways off. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
Always wondered about what was in some of that baggage. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.